Well, you see, my friend, there is a place called the waiting place. Stay there until you find yourself. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because this world we are living in is very cruel. And you see, the experiences they offer are not always amazing. If you don't stay in the waiting place preparing yourself, you may say let you come out and you will be shattered beyond your own self-recognition. Now, when I say you should stay in your waiting place, I don't mean you should just sit at a particular place and just lazy around. No, this waiting place is not a storehouse for laziness. It's not even a place you could just sit around and then just wait for advancement. No. The waiting place is where you have to study more. It is where you do the prayers. The prayers about matters of your future, matters that concern the dealings you have here on earth. It is in the waiting place that you settle them. It is in this same waiting place that you read more about what you want to become in future. It is here you practice. It is here you make the errors. So that when you go up there or on the platform God has probably prepared for you, you will not look back and say, well, I wish I had. Now, this waiting place is where you will take all the risks, is where you will test run everything you need to test run about life. Because people are not always concerned about what opportunities are given to you. People are more concerned about how these opportunities are being carried out well by you. And trust me, 80% of those people sitting and anticipating your performance, they are not always on the positive side. And you don't want to come out not prepared. And in that preparation, where there is a need for you to prepare, then you obviously need the waiting place, the waiting room, the room of communing. That can happen to be your waiting place can be where you commune or talk to God, or where you stay and recite things that will be very useful in your future. You want to ever get an award in this life? I've not gotten much. I just have first runner up Bezalel 2017 and let's see, pageant host of the year, SVG pageant host of the year. But it is in the waiting place that you prepare your award speech. It is in the waiting place that you edit the matters, the good and the bad matters about your life. It is in the waiting place. And if you throw your waiting place away, you will come out unprepared. It's just like a half-done food. You put beans on fire and you just let it boil the first time. Probably you like it that way, but most people would not like it that way. So, the waiting place is something I have learned recently, and as part of a way to encourage you listening, I say let me share it with you. I hope it blesses you, and yes, do not forget to subscribe to my podcast. It's the Colored Boy's Experience, and it's the Lost podcast. Yes, so I'm excited. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye for now.